Now, it's been running for just under an hour, so Grantham's 10K man must be nearing the end of today's challenge. This is Tim Bridle, who set himself the challenge at the new year of running 10K every day in 2010. That's about 6 miles, isn't it? Day 57 is almost over for him, and our reporter David German is in Grantham this morning. Got your shorts on this morning, David, ready for your run?
Yeah, right. It's cold and it's wet and it's windy here in Grantham. About an hour ago, Tim and I were standing here just outside the Arts Centre and the Museum in Grantham, warming up. Tim was doing his stretches and getting ready, and then I waved him off, and an hour later, here he is. So how was run 57?
It was quite difficult, actually. The certainly 2 kilometres to four, because I did 2 5s today. It was straight into a headwind, straight into rain. And then 40% of it was uphill, so I wish I'd run the second one the other way around.
So it was a bit of a struggle for you at 7:15 this morning when you started running.
Yeah, it was. And it's the first time I've done like 2 5s, where normally I do one loop. So to come home and then to come to back to base.
So you get bored, is that
no,
what you're
just,
saying? With
just
the
mentally. So if you go around once, you know, you get, oh, there's my base, and then you, oh, darn, I've got to go off again.
Not very good mentally then. So what do you do now? You've just finished. You've stopped. You've done a few stretches.
Yeah, I've done a few stretches. I need to get in the next 60 minutes. I need to get something that'll help me recover from today's run. So I'll be some food and that lot, and then I'll have a wash, get ready for work, and then have breakfast before I go.
Yeah, because you kind of forget about the rest of your life has to go on, doesn't it? You can't just run for an hour every day. You have to work and family. You've got 2 young kids.
Yeah. Well, really, this is third in the row, really. You know, family, work, and 10K a day. So, and I quite like. Funny enough, the byproduct of doing this has been I get planning 60 minutes isn't easy every day. But I have found that it's become me time. I've kind of valued it as well. Not to say that I do get days where I would prefer not to be doing it, but then, you know, I think about the cancer and what the project they've set, really, and it affects, you know, 1 in 3 people. So it's kind of start thinking about that and gets me motivated and gets me on with it.
Yeah, because you're raising money for cancer research.
Yeah, that's right. Everyone's got a sad story, but it affects 1 in 3 people, and I've lost a couple of grandparents from it, so.
So you've done 57. What's rest for today? You're going to recuperate, you say?
Yeah, I've got thankfully an office day today. I ran last night at 8:30, so basically I've run late and then run early. So I won't run until late tomorrow, just to give myself a good recovery.
The thing that I don't get is I can see why people run 10K once a year. The Lincoln 10K, I can see it. It looks good fun. There's lots of people there. It's a bit of camaraderie. You see your mates. There's a bit of exercise every single day. What are you doing?
Well, yeah, kind of it's the approach of it, and it's kind of where some people have found hard, even runners themselves, where the majority of people run from A to B really quickly. Well, that's not what this challenge is about. It's about 365 days. And for that reason, I don't run from A to B quickly, is to actually enjoy the run. Today's obviously an odd exception, but I run with my head up, I look round, I've taken photos and stopped and enjoyed the run. And I think more people would, if they took that approach, would actually quite like running, because it's a really cheap way of getting fit and getting healthy.
Okay, when the thing that's amazed me today, seeing you run that 10K, is I see Rod running the Lincoln 10K when he can't fake an injury or something like that, and you see him and he's finished and he's red and there's sweat dripping down his face, and you look like you could run it again.
Well, it's about making the pace, really, and enjoying it. That's the other side, not getting your head down. Just look up and have a look round. But I hope he's running this year, because I'll certainly be there this year as well, so it'd be nice to see him. And
so there you go, Rod. Are you running the 10K this year in Lincoln?
Sorry, David, I can't quite make that out. So you're breaking. The signal's going, you're breaking up there. No, he's gone. Oh, you asked me a question, I've no idea what it was.
No, that's
Yeah, we'll just ignore that now.